confession. Has it gotten a bad name in recent years, and why is it so important?
We're going to talk about all of this and more. Friends, let's get ready. Let's pray.
And welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be with you again. And we are live every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, taking your phone calls. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call to share your prayer requests.
That's right. And if this is your first time joining us, we're an interactive global community of prayer. We take live phone calls. We connect through social media, voicemail, text, however we can connect. And we'd like to lift your request to heaven. 877-7-NEXT-PRAY is the number to call. We can't wait to talk to you. Our phone lines are open now.
That's right. Thank you, Mario. And also, we'd like to invite you to come with us on a journey through the Word of God as we look at the prayers of the righteous. Yeah. What an amazing time we've had so far. We're in our third episode, our third program discussing this topic. And today, we'll look again at Nehemiah and his prayer in chapter 1. Before we get into our topic and your calls, let's pray.
All right, let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we thank you so much just for bringing us back. We think about right now our community, our faithful community that joins with us every week, and also think about someone right now who is tuning in for the first time, mm-hmm. wherever they are in the world. And we just ask, God, that you would do something special here. It's a new day. It's a new week. Therefore, we need new mercies. We need a different way for you to present yourself, not just for show or entertainment, Lord, but we need to feel you. We need to see you. Ultimately, Lord, we just want to lift up our prayer request to you here. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for being with us and for what you'll do in this program. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Well, we have some powerful things to talk about today. Yeah. But first, I just want to check with you. How are you doing this week?
Doing all right. You know, I can confidently say that. I know that there's a lot going on, but a lot of what's going on are the results of God blessing myself and my family. Mm-hmm. And so I always say this, even his blessings require stewardship. It requires responsibility and even work to be taken in order to, I don't know, see it manifest maybe in how he deposited it in you. So mm-hmm. I thank God for his blessings, even though there's challenges there.
Yeah.
But I'm just grateful to God. How about you?
Amen. I love that perspective. You know, there is a certain amount of weight that comes with the new blessings that the yeah. Father walks us into. And I think maybe sometimes that's why it feels like we get torn down a little before it happens, because it's yeah. like building a stronger foundation
wow.
or structure. You
yeah,
know what I
you're
mean?
Right.
I'm hearing you, friends. This week has been interesting in the Cromwell home. You know, our son is making some amazing strides. We're very proud of him. He's just, you know, our joy.
Yeah.
You know, outside
yeah.
of our Lord Jesus, he's just it for us.
Yeah.
And my husband is doing well. We're just praising God. You know, there's always hard things.
Yeah.
There are always hard things. And I think you guys know that, right? I mean, all of us are probably nodding. Yep, if we're breathing, like we say, you're dealing with something.
Yeah.
But God is on the throne today.
Yeah.
We are going to be praying through confession. We're going to be talking about maybe taking some of the stigma away from words like confession
yeah.
and repentance. And we're really excited to get into it, friends. So I'd like to take a chance just to read through the prayer of Nehemiah, just to give us an overall look. If you'll go with us to chapter 1 of the book of Nehemiah, starting in verse 5, it says, "Then I said, Lord, the God of heaven, the great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and keep his commandments, let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer your servant is praying before you day and night. Your servants, the people of Israel, I confess the sins." Here it is. This is what we'll focus on today. "I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's family, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you. We've not obeyed the commands, decrees, and laws that you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instruction you gave your servant Moses, saying, if you're unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and obey my commands, then even your exiled people are at the farthest horizon, who are at the farthest horizon. I will gather them from there and bring them to the place I've chosen as a dwelling for you, for my name, for his name, in the name of Jesus. They are your servants and your people, whom you redeemed by your great strength and your mighty hand. Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this your servant and to the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name. Give your servant success today. He's seeking something by granting him favor in the presence of this man. I was cupbearer to the king.
Amen. Wow. Excited about this series season because we're diving into everyday people who and whom God did extraordinary things through. And I love today because we see a prophet of God confessing that not only the nation that he's to speak on behalf of or speak to has sinned, but he says, I and my father's house have sinned as well. And so he's confessing. The prophet's not above humbling himself and confessing to the Lord.
I really like the idea that we can seek the Father on behalf of not just ourselves and our misgivings and outright sin. I mean, let's call it what it is, outright sin, and not just for ourselves, but on behalf of our family and our communities. See, that's a big deal because praise Jesus that he works with the individual, but praise God that he allows us to plea on behalf of others as well. And so we praise God for that because we get to do that together as this prayer community in the name of Jesus,
Amen. I just want to speak to someone as we're wanting to take your calls, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. Give us a call. We want to hear from you. And I know that you're talking with us on Facebook Live, so we're going to get to you in a moment. But I want to speak to someone now. Maybe you have a friend. Maybe you have a family member. Maybe it's yourself, and you've been holding on to maybe a burden, maybe even a sin that you've been too ashamed to even talk about. Listen, we are not the ones that you need to confess to, but we are a community of individuals, of flawed people, people who sin every day. And we're coming together and saying, hey, we can lift this, these burdens, this sin to the Lord together. There's something powerful about confession. And so maybe you just need a place, a safe place, and you're saying, oh, I'm not going to confess that on TV. Well, you do what the Lord leads you to do. But when you confess, he is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. And this is a safe place where you can bring those requests and those confessions to God, knowing that flawed individuals like yourself are going to do nothing but cheer you on as you lift those confessions to God. So we want to hear from you. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY.
Amen, amen. It's something I teach my son, and I think those of us who are grown, we'll say that, those of us who are grown can hear it as well. There is blessing on the other side of obedience. So there's some beauty in the hardship and the hard things. So friends, we'd love to hear from you. And speaking of our community, we're going to our friend Janine in North Carolina. Welcome back to Let's Pray, Janine. How can we pray for you today?
I have a praise.
Yes.
And a prayer request.
All right.
The praise is my friend Sylvia is doing better.
Praise God. Friends, you may remember we prayed for Sylvia, I believe it was last week. Am I correct, Miss Janine?
That was my Aunt Nadine.
Oh. All right. So can you remind us what Sylvia was dealing with, please?
Yes, she had a few heart attacks.
That's right.
And
I do remember.
Flutters.
So we're praising God with you, Miss Janine. We're so excited that Sylvia's doing better. We're so blessed to know that the Lord really does hear and answer prayer, that there is power, his power in prayer in the name of Jesus. And may we also know your request today?
Yes, pray for me. I'm having pain in my neck, my shoulders, and my legs.
All right, you got it. We're going to continue to pray for that for you, Miss Janine. Make sure that you are.
And I'm also going to the dentist next week.
Okay, all right.
But it's for good. It's for a cleaning.
Just for some regular dental work.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Nothing big. Praise God. We're thankful for that. Amen. All right, Miss Janine, it's our honor to journey with you and to hear of the positive reports that you are sending in on behalf of Sylvia. We want to, can you tell me again, you said it was your aunt that we prayed for last week, is that right?
Yeah, my aunt Nadine.
Nadine, I'd like to continue.
She had fluid on the lung.
That's right, I see. I knew we had prayed for somebody last week. Fluid on the lung. So we're going to continue to lift up Nadine as well as your other requests, if that's all right.
That's fine.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Miss Janine. We look forward to hearing from you again soon.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we're going to go to our lines. We have Leanne, I believe, calling from California. Leanne, how can we pray or praise with you?
Hi. I called in last year about my 22-year-old son who was diagnosed with MS.
Yes.
And you guys prayed for him. And just to give you a little update, he is on the Remicade, and he takes it every 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
He did have his a reaction to it this past 2 weeks. Mm. But he seems to be doing fine, and then, you know, he communicates a lot with me how he's feeling. So I just want to say thank you for your prayers there. And I had also mentioned that, you know, I have two sons that have Crohn's disease, and my oldest son, for the past 2 weeks, has been trying to pass two kidney stones.
Oh.
Mm.
And this is chronic for him. So it's not, you know, I think this is his sixth kidney stone he's tried to pass in the last 4 years.
Okay.
And so he's been trying to pass it for 2 weeks, and finally he went on Monday to get it surgically removed.
Okay.
And he is just in so much pain right now. He and his girlfriend, we picked him up, and he's 26 years old, and the poor guy just broke down and cried in the car. He has a stent in his urethra right now.
Okay.
And then I went to see him today, and he's just like, Mom, I can't do this ever again. It hurts so much.
Wow.
And you know what? We can deal with one sickness, and illness, but two on top of that. And
right.
As a mother, you know, much stronger I can be for him.
Yeah. Leanne, first off, can you tell me your son's first name, the one who's with the kidney stones?
Lucas.
Okay. All right. So we're certainly going to lift Lucas up, as well as your son with MS. Can you tell us his first name?
Again? Yeah, that's Blake.
Blake. Okay. And then you have one more son who also has Crohn's disease. Is that correct?
Yes.
And his name, please?
Logan.
Okay. Okay. We are going to certainly lift your children up, because it doesn't matter what age they are. They're your children. And I just want to ask you very briefly, you know, how are you doing? I know that I hear that it's hard, but how are you doing? Are you able to find resources, time to kind of decompress from this as you're trying to support her? How are you hanging in there?
I do. I have, you know, my family.
You're going out there, Leanne.
Yeah.
You're muffled.
So, I mean, yeah, I'm trying. I do have to, you know.
Something's either cutting out or muffling. Leanne, we're going to pray for your sons. And pray for you as well. God bless you.
All right. Sorry about the technical difficulties, Miss Leanne, but I think that Jesus certainly knows. And Mario, you got the gist.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Praise God. We've got their names. We're going to go over to our phone lines. I believe it's Chella in Georgia. Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes, I was requesting prayer for my grandchildren, yes, as ma'am, they go to school, okay, or going back to school, for wisdom and knowledge, that they do well in their studies.
Yes, ma'am.
And private requests for myself.
A private request for yourself. Praise Jesus.
Yes.
It's brave just to say it out loud, even if it's just saying, I've got one. So praise God, Chella. Excellent. We are in this together, and we're grateful that we get a chance to, just for a brief moment, hear your voice and call out to our Father on behalf of your grandkids. We are thankful for praying grandparents. What an impact you guys have.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Chella. We look forward to hearing back from you. Maybe you'll even have a praise report for your private request if you felt like sharing. We'll be praying in just a moment.
All right, we're going to go to our lines for our brother Wilbert. Wilbert, how are you, my brother? How can we pray or praise with you?
Pretty good. I just want to continue to pray that the Lord will just keep me connected with him. Mm-hmm. And I would like to have a character like him, humble, kind, and also, just want to continue to pray for everyone in this pandemic, that the Lord would continue this to, this protect them. And another thing, I want to be with all the kids that are going to school, that the Lord protect them.
Yes.
And just continue that the Lord guide and lead and direct our path.
All right, Brother Wilbert. We were actually going to have a prayer for children, and you confirmed that we definitely needed to proceed with that prayer request. Thank you so much, my brother.
Amen.
And we will keep you and your family, your friends, in prayer as well.
Amen. Okay. I second that with our friend Chella, and talking about her grandkids too. It just comes up a lot.
Yeah.
So friends, we know there's one or two callers still on the lines that we haven't quite gotten to yet, but we want to stop and pray right now. I also want to share a couple of requests. We have a special friend, Cherry. You guys, she never likes it when I say her name on air, but she won't be too mad at me, I promise. She has a multiple requests that she's put in, and there is a lot going on. And listen, we just want to praise God for Cherry. She is the voice, one of the voices that you hear when you call into Let's Pray, who helps us to know where your phone call is going. She's diligent. She loves this community, and we love her. She says, please pray for my sister Denise and our mom, who's having surgery as we speak. We pray for success and recovery in the name of Jesus. She also says, pray for cousins Amaryllis and the family as she lost her sweet dad over the weekend. We're so sorry for your loss. Clemente says, Clemente and his family of the loss of their mom. A lot of loss going on. Continued prayer for healing of loss for Melissa, for Caroline, for David, and for Simone. And we are absolutely going to be lifting these up in just a moment as well. We have our dear sister Lucy, her uncle, Edivaldo. He's in Brazil. Hello, Brazil. Hello, Edivaldo. We love you. We're so grateful that you made it through your heart procedure today. So family, Edivaldo had COVID-19. He recovered, praise God, but there was some strain on his heart. So they had to do a little bit of corrective procedure today. He made it through, but he's still on the mend. And so we want to continue to pray for him. One more time, his name is Edivaldo, and it is our friend Lucy's uncle. We love you guys, and we're honored to pray with you. Mario, would you mind starting, please?
Sure, let's pray. Dear God, we are grateful to come to you because there are individuals who are going through so much, and really just to have, camaraderie, partnership, and prayer, Lord, is often so comforting to know that someone else cares. And so we want our community to know that we definitely care, and we just want to lift up Leanne, who is a mother of three boys. And regardless of what their ages are, like I said earlier, these are her children. And one is dealing, Blake is dealing with MS, and he has been, but is seeming to be stabilized. It seems as if the medicine is helping to prolong some of the symptoms. And Lord, we are just not afraid to ask that you will continue to keep your arms around Blake. And that though he may have a diagnosis, God, we are not afraid to ask. Let him have the diagnosis, but keep him from the symptoms, Lord. May he live a prosperous life is our request. And you know how to answer that according to his needs, Lord. But then we want to continue to lift up her sons, two sons who struggle with Crohn's disease as well. And we're praying for Lucas and Logan in the name of Jesus. Lucas in particular has been dealing with these kidney stones, and a mother is sitting there watching her 26-year-old son break down in tears because of the pain. Lord, he's had four before, and he said, I don't think I can go through it again. Lord, we ask that he would not have to go through it again. But Lord, we are asking that you continue to put your hand around on him, and that he would feel your presence, God, and that you would begin to relieve him of his pain in the name of Jesus. How long, O Lord? It comes to my mind in Revelation. And though that has its context, it is the cry of so many tonight. How long, O Lord? And so, Lord, we pray that you be with Lucas and Logan in the name of Jesus. And Logan has his own trials that he must navigate through. Thank you for being a God who walks with us in our journeys, no matter where we're at. Reveal yourself to him as well. And lastly, for Leanne, their mother, Lord, give her the strength, the knowledge, the wisdom of how to support her children. And may it not be, may she not overtax herself so that she can, yes, be available to them, but also be available to herself. And so thank you, Lord, for hearing that prayer. Lord, we ask that you be with Wilbert. We thank you for him, that he said he just wants to replicate your character. Mm-hmm. So let it be so. And we, from what we hear every week, we see your character being replicated in his life as he treats those around him with loving care. And he asks that you be with his friends and family and all those who are impacted by this global pandemic, the economic downturn, and all of the issues of injustice that are going on and plaguing our society today. Lord, we ask that you would move, and we see you moving, and we thank you, but we ask that you would continue to do so. And that leads me into my final prayer, which was also the request of Wilbert, that you be with children around the world right now. They have so many obstacles, transitions, and even terrors that they have to face from day to day. Lord, I pray that you would raise up responsible adults that would parent them, responsible community members that would recognize their trauma and find resources to help direct them. Lord, that you would raise up individuals for these children that would rescue them from some of the nightmares that they have to live through. Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering this prayer, and we trust that you will do that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for my friend Mario, Jesus, and for the words that you give him to pray, Lord. I just want to agree, Lord, on behalf of his requests and the children around the world. Lord, we lift up our dear sister Janine in North Carolina. We praise you, Father, because you are continuing to work in Sylvia's life and with her heart and heart attacks and everything, Heavenly Father, that she was dealing with, Lord. And Father, we know that you have her in your hands, and we're thankful for that. So we praise you for what you are already doing and what we believe you'll continue to do on her behalf. And Heavenly Father, we're lifting up Janine's pain in her shoulders, all the way down and into her legs. Heavenly Father, I pray for order in her body, not because I believe I can bend your will, but because you are a God of order. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray for healing, for relief in the name of Jesus, Lord, that Father, if it's mine to ask that you would bring her flesh into obedience, Heavenly Father, Lord, and that it would calm. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We don't know what your plan and purpose is through this pain, Jesus, but I know that you're with her in it. And Father, sometimes the pain is an opportunity, not that you cause all pain, Father, but an opportunity to build fortitude and faith. And so, Father, I pray that you would have your way in Janine's life in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, she's going to a dentist appointment. We're praising you that it is for regular work, Lord. And then we're also continuing to lift up her Aunt Nadine, for fluid over her lungs. Lord, we've lifted her to you. We are lifting her again. Lord, I thank you for this community that we are bound together in love because of you. And Father, we wield no power of our own, but we simply bring these requests to your throne room and lay them at your feet, trusting you with them and trusting you with Chella and her grandkids. Father, we pray for a covering over them in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would protect them and protect their minds and protect their hearts and protect their physical bodies as they would go back to school. She asked for wisdom and knowledge and for your divine intervention into a private prayer request. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know all and you see all, and you are intimately aware of her needs and her requests, Father. And so we thank you for that, and we ask that you would have your way. And Lord, I'd like to lift up my sister Cherry. Thank you for her heart for others, for her heart and participation with this community, Lord. She was here before I ever came to this program, Jesus. She has been here. Thank you for her diligence. Thank you for her perseverance and her fortitude and her compassion. We believe they are all parts of your character, Jesus. And for our sister Denise, for Clemente, for Amaryllis, for Melissa, Caroline, David, Father, and Simone. We've read their requests and you know exactly what they are. Heavenly Father, please be with them. Heal the hearts, the wounding, the grief. Father, I praise you that you are a quiet Lord and that you would speak into the place where there are no words, Lord, and that you are interceding on their behalves, Father, that you are there in the midst, Lord, ministering to them, Father. We praise you for that. And Lord, also for Edgivaldo, we praise God that you brought him through, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for bringing him through COVID, Lord. I pray that that would be an encouragement to others in the name of Jesus. And Lord, not a stab in the heart for those who have lost, but Lord, that they would continue to seek you in the midst of their loss, Heavenly Father, Lord, because you are there. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to heal Edgivaldo's heart as he recovers, and that you would put a hedge of protection around him. And we praise God. We understand that he has a wonderful community loving him. And so thank you for that as well. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Praise God, family. Mario, Gigi in Connecticut is on the line. Would you mind talking to Gigi, please?
Sure. Gigi, thank you so much for calling. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, Mario. I'm calling for a quiz report.
Okay.
Yeah. So, about a year ago, I passed my NCLEX exam.
Okay.
But there was something happened between the school and the Board of Nursing, and they put a hold on my license.
Mm.
And I called about, I think a month ago when I called for a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 2 weeks later, I received my license.
Praise God.
God is good.
Yes, he is. And tell us how long, again, was it that you've been waiting for this confirmation?
I've been waiting for almost 18 months.
Wow. Wow. I know that is such a sigh, a feeling of relief that you have. Something very similar happened to me, and now I have the green light to go to sit for an exam that I've waited 2 years for. And so your praise report just really resonates with me, and I know with so many. So thank you so much, Gigi, for calling in and just praising God. We need more praise reports, so keep them coming. Tell somebody else. Give us a call. We want to hear what God is doing. So thank you so much, Gigi. And God bless you as you begin to step in and practice as a very necessary, integral piece to our society as a nurse. Thank
Amen.
You so much for your service in advance.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Praise God for the nurses.
Right.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
Where would we be without our nurses? Of course, our doctors and entire medical field, but
right.
We're praising God for nurses
right
now. Friends, I just want to go to our Facebook Live requests. You can always find us, and right now you can even watch us at Let's Pray Live on Facebook Live. Friends, we are there every week. You can always go back and watch if you want to just soak in the Father's presence one more time. And it's also shareable, friends. And don't forget to tell us where you're watching from. Speak Speaking of, I'd like to say hi to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. I think I got that right. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Cheryl, it's good to hear from you again. Our friend Ricardo is saying hello from Jamaica. How you doing, Jamaica? We love you guys so much. We have a big old group of friends in Jamaica, don't
yeah.
we? Yes, we're so grateful for you guys. Listen, Texas is ringing the bell. Brenda from Texas, how are you doing? And then Lyra says, guys, Lord, keep us in your care. Lyra, we love you. It's good to hear from you. Keep us in your care, Lord. Carlene says, please keep my family in prayer. Natalie says, praying for strength. Yes, Natalie, we hear you. Ela says, good night. Pray for me. Thank you. Maria says, thanking God for so many answered prayers and requesting continued prayers for my nephews and three daughters' soul salvation, for their salvation. Yes. And a lot of emojis. I like your style. That's my love language is emojis, Miss Maria. So I like what you've done there. Amelia says, please pray for me. Lyra says, pray for my family. Egbert says, please pray for family and church family. Amen. Do we miss our church family, some of us, depending upon where we're watching from? And neighbors and friends for spiritual growth. Egbert's request is for neighbors, friends, and spiritual growth, as well as his church and immediate family. And I'll go one more. Claudia says, hello, please pray prayers for my family. And you know what? Actually, I apologize. I'm going to do one more. This one seems a little bit urgent. Katricia says, please pray for my son, Mark, and I. A few days ago, I thought things were getting better. And now today, I'm once again a brokenhearted mom. Thy will be done. I praise God that he talked to us before the program, the Lord, I mean, and asked us to pray for kids, for the people's children. And so I think that that prayer is continuing to ring through people's lives is what I mean to say. So, Katricia, we're so sorry that you're hurting. The broken heart of a mom. We're really sorry. I know that there are a lot of ladies and family members, even fathers and family members that understand what it's like to have a hard relationship with a child. And so I know I've been one of them. And so we're lifting you up, Katricia. Please know that. Mario, any phone calls?
No phone calls, but we definitely are waiting for phone calls. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We just want to hear your voice, family. We're back in the seat. Don't leave us here by ourselves. Listen, we're talking confession tonight, and it can be a heavy topic. But we are finding that there's freedom in confession, and that the God that we serve is not a God that looks to condemn, but in confession, he looks to restore. And we're seeing this prayer prayed through the Nehemiah, the prophet, on behalf of himself, as well as the nation that God has called him to. And so give us a call. What are your thoughts on confession? Do you have something that's on your heart? 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. We're here for you.
Amen. And speaking of being here for you, before we go to Caitlin, I just wanted to say, sometimes confession has a bad name, I guess you could say. Confession and repentance, especially those two words, seem to have a heaviness to them, or a shame base to them. Like, you better confess, and you better feel terrible about yourself. And although there is a brokenheartedness that happens sometimes, there's a sweetness that comes when we're honest with the Lord, and you know, maybe if it's appropriate with another person to have some confession between the two people, but mostly we're just talking about getting right before the Father. It really can, I believe it leads to life.
That's right.
To confess that we need him, and that he, you know, that we are sinful, to repent of those things, to ask for forgiveness, and then to be refreshed in that resurrection power. I believe that that's applied over and over in our lives. It's a process. I die daily. I die to self. I pick up my cross and I walk. It's just such a process, and there's a sweetness to it, a deep and true repentance and confession.
I mean, and you know, Susan, the thing that comes to my mind, and I know we got to take our caller, but you know, I think when I think about why are we so resistant to confession, and oftentimes we find its roots in maybe we had family issues, or a teacher, or someone that was over us, how they responded when we confessed. And so it's natural for us to say, well, if I received punishment for confessing with my parents.
I wish I could high five you right now. You know, COVID. Mm.
Right. Then how is the perfect God that I serve going to respond when I confess? But he knows it already, mm-hmm. and you're still breathing.
Amen.
He knows it already, and he did not take your house or your child or whatever. You know, the Bible says we did not receive what we deserved, Psalms chapter 103. We did not receive what we deserved. So the same God who watched you do it is the same God that will be present when you confess it to restore and to correct, maybe, but he does it in love, not out of malicious intent. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I remember confessing something very scary to my counselor when I first got sober, and she looked at me and said, "Did you think I was going to punish you for
wow.
it?" We're so afraid of being emotionally battered or emotionally punished
yes.
Or shamed for the things that we're honest about. And instead of allowing it to breathe life
yes.
when we've been honest about something.
Yes.
Sometimes it does hurt. And we're people. We're doing the best we can.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes we don't have the best reaction. But in general, like you said, the Father already knows.
Yes.
So it really is just relationship building and intimacy building.
Yes.
And it's such a beautiful process. And, you know, we apologize, Miss Caitlin. We're coming straight to you. We just really felt like that was vital for our community,
yeah.
Just to kind of lighten the load of the word confession for just
That's
a moment.
Right.
Caitlin,
right.
welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
Yes, I want to pray for my grandma, my papa, and my mommy. That my mommy can get some rest at night.
Of course.
And that my grandma could do good Saturday and Wednesday. She had to get tested for COVID-19 Saturday for her surgery for Wednesday.
Okay, so she had to get tested for COVID on Wednesday?
No, she got to get tested for COVID Saturday.
She got tested on Saturday. And she's
going
to get tested. You know, Caitlin, I've been tested for it. It's a little uncomfortable. But it's okay. It's okay. I wish it was a Q-tip instead of a bristly brush, but what can we do, right? Listen, it's just kind of like scratching the inside of your nose on accident a little bit, right? So don't worry too much, but we're just going to praise Jesus in advance, hoping for a negative COVID test. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. The joy of the Lord is our salvation, Miss Caitlin. We're so glad to hear from you, praying for Grandma, for Papa, for Mommy, and for that COVID-19 test. Anything else?
And that she having surgery Wednesday.
And the surgery. I missed
and
that.
And that all my friends be safe, and everybody that's in school, in my school, and at other schools be safe.
All right, and other schools be safe, not just your own. That's really big of you to think about people outside of your community. Good job, Miss Caitlin. Praise God. Please tell your family that we said hello and that we're lifting them up, and call us back. We want to know what the test results are, okay?
Okay.
All right, talk to you soon, dear.
All right, we're going to Darlin in Florida. How can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, hi. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I am in dire need of prayers for my dad.
Okay.
He is 77. He's in Haiti. He is battling something. They're right now looking for blood for him. His hemoglobin is down to 3.3, which is very bad. This
okay.
is the second time around within the last month that we've had to transfuse him.
Okay.
And he's in Haiti. He's not here right now. So please pray for a complete recovery. I'm not ready to lose him yet.
Okay.
I don't know that I'll ever be ready, but I'm definitely not ready now.
Oh, so sorry that you're having to, that he's having to go through it and that you all are having to see and know that your father's going through it. Can you give us his first name, please?
His first name is Abel, A-B-E-L.
Okay, Abel.
Yeah.
Okay, we are going to lift your father up soon, very soon. And so thank you so much for calling us. And it's so good to hear you. And also, we're going to pray for you and all your, I assume you have siblings or
yes.
That, you know, and the rest of your family as you all mm-hmm. are you know, just waiting to see what God is going to do. So we're lifting you up
I'm
tonight.
Praying. Yeah, I'm praying that the next time I call, that I call with a praise report. That he's doing well. That's my prayer.
Well, we touch and agree with you on that, darling, and we're going to pray that exact prayer. And so hang on so that we can pray with you, all right?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Amen. So while we are waiting, 8777 Let's Pray is the number to call, friends. We are here for you. We know that there's a lot going on in the media tonight, especially here in North America.
Yeah.
However, you might be in a place or a time where some of your friends or family you know of might be getting a little stressed out by what's going on in mainstream media, might need a bit of a break. Friends, share this with them. Tag them in it. Don't forget to tell us where you're watching from as well. And guys, I just want you to know we're here. 8777 Let's Pray is the number to call. And speaking of being here, I'd like to go over this scripture, Mario. I think it's short but very powerful. Mm-hmm. It's in Psalm 32 verse 3, and it says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away. There's something about getting it out.
That's right.
If there's no safe place to do it, you know, we know that we know that it is an absolute fact that he is the safe place. Our Father in heaven is the safe place.
Yeah.
We would like to be a part of that safe place for you. If you want to stay anonymous, that's okay. We're here. We're here for you, and we want to hear your requests, friends. 8777 Let's Pray is the number to call.
That's right. You know, when that scripture, when I stayed silent, and, you know, yes, there are some things, season, that we want to just take to the Lord because someone else may not understand. But I also would love to see us, friends, create a culture within the body of Christ, really, starting first, a culture where we can be safe places for individuals to come and confess. I mean, the Bible says, bear one another's burdens and thus fulfill the law of God. And so if we can begin to create a culture within our churches and in amongst ourselves and between ourselves and our families, where someone can do even a gross wrong and still be able to come and confess it, knowing that judgment would not be there, but mercy and grace would be there. Then we begin to replicate the character of Christ, and individuals who don't know God would be more susceptible to coming to God when they have something going on.
Do you know when the best time for me, not the best time, but the most susceptible I am to positively receiving correction is when I know I'm loved and accepted?
Yeah, that's it.
I'll tell you, I mean, honestly, this is not talking about condoning things. It's not talking about agreeing with things, because Christ is still the standard.
Right.
Change behavior, a good fruit of the Spirit being produced in our lives, glorifying our Father. This is the goal. However, it seems counterintuitive, but when it comes down to it, acceptance is the springboard, not agreement. Hear me, brothers and sisters. Yeah. Accepting somebody, loving them right where they're at, is a springboard for change.
That's right. That's right.
It's the place where my counselors have been able to look me in my face. Christian counselors and prayer ministers have been able to look at me and say, season, no.
Yeah.
I love you, sweetheart, but no. This is not in agreement with the word. This needs correction. And because I know they've loved me in my darkest places with the love of the Father, then I'm able to receive those things and to hear what people have to say. We earn the right to speak into each other's lives, and Christ has earned that right. He gave his life. He's earned the right to speak into our lives. Mm. And if we're his hands and feet, we do it with a deep compassion and a careful, tender love. That does not mean it's without correction.
Right. That's right. Oh, man, there's so much I want to say. And I just want to say this. There may be a parent out there. There may be someone that you're responsible for, that you're wishing and hoping and longing that they would come back to God or that they would talk to you. I just want to encourage you to do the work within yourself and ask yourself, am I approachable? Can can the person, can my child actually come to me? We got to keep it real here. Can they come to me and tell me that they've been smoking marijuana for X amount of time, that they've been drinking, that they've been promiscuous, that they've been staying out? Can they come and tell me anything? And can they receive admonishment, correction? Can I give this in love and not in judgment? And if you do that work, you may be able to tell the truth to yourself and then thus, you know, be one of the reasons why your child comes back to God, because you were showing the character of Christ through them. This is not my judgment to you, because the Lord knows that I'm not perfect and I have a 4-year-old.
So I have yet, Hello.
Yeah. I have yet to get to maybe where you're at, where I face some of those struggles, but I am a therapist and I hear it all the time. I can't come to my mom and my dad, or I can't come to my pastor or whatever the case is, because I don't want there to be judgment. Well, you have an opportunity to create a culture where confession is the norm and where confession takes place. And so I encourage you to do that.
Amen. 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 Thank you for the wisdom. I believe that's from the Father. Friends and family, we want to go to our phone lines. We had Miss Glenda from Texas. Glenda, are you there?
Uh-huh.
Welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray with you today?
Yes, my daughter, she has diabetes and she lost her eyesight.
Oh, dear.
But you never know. She just needs prayers on that part.
Amen. Amen. It's okay to say it out loud. You never know. Jesus can heal it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Our God is capable. We don't always know his path, but we certainly know his character. So I'm sorry to hear that she's dealing with that. Would she mind if I asked just her first name?
Her name is Christina.
Christina. Beautiful name, Mom. All right. Christina is dealing with a lot. She's dealing with a lot. Is she feeling courageous during this time, or is she struggling through this?
Sometimes she feels courageous, and then she's like every other human being, and sometimes she don't.
Yes, I'm just going to amen that. She's just like every other human being. We're ups and downs, those kinds of struggles. Nobody can fathom, I think, unless they're in that particular situation. So personally, I'm encouraged that she has any courageous times. I think that's a miracle from our Father. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot. That's beautiful. Okay, so we're going to be lifting up Miss Christina, and then Miss Glenda will lift you up as well, because I'm sure you're a source of strength and support for her. And so we'll be lifting you up as well. Is there anything else we can do today?
Yeah, and I did, and my brother-in-law, he's in the hospital. He's got liver cancer. So his name is Scott. And
Scott.
Yeah, it's a double whammy right now.
I'm sorry.
So he needs prayers too.
All right. Well, our God saves. I know that. Our God knows and he sees. So
yeah.
We're lifting you guys up in just a moment. Miss Glenda, we're honored that you would bring your family's concerns to us. But we really know it's to Jesus. But we're just glad to be able to journey with you. So thank you so much. And we'll be lifting your family up in just a moment.
Okay. I do appreciate it very much.
God,
thank
we're
you.
Honored. I wish I could hug.
Yeah. Well, you know, Susan, I think it's a great time to pray.
Yeah,
you know, and you mentioned a name online that I really wanted to make sure we pray for. Catricia?
Catricia, I believe.
Catricia, yeah.
Yes. If you'll forgive me, I'm
you're fine.
Playing with my computer now.
No. So. I can begin praying and...
it's Catricia.
Catricia, okay. And so I'll begin praying, I believe, for Gigi, darling, and then Catricia. I'll pray for Catricia as
Praise
well.
God.
All right, let's pray. Dear Lord, we are grateful that we can just come to you, and we just want to lift up Gigi right now. We want to thank you, and we want to celebrate the fact that she was able to get her nursing license after now 18 months waiting in limbo, wanting to know what was going on. God, she now has her nursing license, and she can practice and fulfill one of the calls that you have on her life. To minister in that way, as well as to be able to provide for herself and maybe others. Thank you so much, God, for coming through in that way. It's such a blessing. And so, Lord, we just want to glorify you and praise you with Gigi right now. And then, Lord, we want to lift up Darling, who is very concerned for her father, 77 years old, in Haiti right now, having to, I believe, deal with some blood transfusions due to an illness, Lord. She said it. She said, I'm just not ready to lose him right now. Lord, thank you for being a God who says, let your requests be made known to God. Thank you for being a God who says you have not because you ask not. Well, Lord, we are here asking. She said, I'm not ready to lose him yet. That is a request that you would heal her father. And I know the sentiments are the same for her siblings and any other individual in her family who loves her dear father. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would minister to him by healing him, God. Thank you so much for having your ear attuned to our requests. And ultimately, yes, we give you license to do whatever you want, but we certainly ask you that you would heal him now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for creating a space for this test to become a testimony, that Darlin would call back by your grace and report that her father has been given more time. I think of Hezekiah, that he's been given more time, Lord. But we want to just say we are here with you, and we know that you are with us no matter what happens. Thank you so much. And then for our dear sister, Katricia, I believe I'm saying her name right. Lord, I pray, we pray that you would minister to her as she is, yet again, she says, heartbroken over the relationship between her and her son. God, would you please restore it? Would you please? There's a part of me that believes that even in this letdown that she's had recently, this is a part of the process of your restoration.
Thank you.
Thank you, God, that even the low times are a part of you doing a wonderful work in our lives. And so would you continue to restore is my prayer now. Would you continue to restore that relationship? Would you stabilize it? Would you show Katricia her what it is that she may be able to do to aid in that process? And if there is nothing she's able to do, then you step in, God, and do it. Bring her son to awareness of himself in this relationship and the necessity of, or at least the vital nature of having a good relationship with your parent. Lord, thank you for hearing this prayer, and dry her tears tonight, we pray. Actually, if you don't dry them, let her feel your comfort and your presence as she cries, Lord, knowing that you're working on it and that you're in the midst of this thing with her. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd like to continue this prayer on behalf of Caitlin. Jesus, praise God for our young people, Lord, for the children around this world. We pray, Lord, as your word says, that their praises would be raised to you, Heavenly Father. I believe the word says something about that defeating the enemy's plans, Lord, when the children's praises come to you, Father. Lord, we thank you for Caitlin and for her grandmother and Papa and Mommy. Lord, we ask that you would help them to feel good, to rest well, that you would be with them through surgery, Heavenly Father. Lord, she's praying for a negative test and positive result for her grandmother for COVID-19. Be with her during that testing in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's also praying for her schoolmates and her friends, that they would be safe and that they would feel good, Lord, and for the other schools as well. Lord, I thank you that you hear the prayers of children, Father, that you actually suggest that you recommend that we come to you like with faith like a child, Lord. And in that way, I believe they surpass us, Father. And so we're grateful for that in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for Glenda and her daughter, Christina, Jesus, dealing with diabetes, Heavenly Father, and blindness due to this. Father, we pray that it is temporary and that you would restore her sight. Lord, I don't have any power, but you do. And I'm asking that your power would be displayed and that, Father, it would be done in such a way that you would receive all of the glory, all of the praise, and that many would be drawn to you, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, that regardless of outcome, you are with her. And Father, we pray the same for Scott. Heavenly Father, cancer It's a scary thing to hear that word, Jesus, but you are bigger than cancer. Lord, we ask that you would journey with him, Father, that you would draw him into a saving relationship with you if he's not already, Heavenly Father, and Lord, that you would heal his cancer. But Father, could you please, and I believe this is your desire, let him know that you're there, Heavenly Father, that you're with him in the midst of these things, Jesus, that he would have a deeper understanding of your love for him right in the middle of this, Lord, and that could be healing for him beyond the physical, Jesus, emotionally, mentally, and physically, Jesus. And Lord, that you would save him. That's what we're asking in the name of Jesus. And Lord, on behalf of our Facebook community, OJ Geneva, Father, for Simone, we're grateful for you, Simone, praying for so many people, Debbie and Ladija and Joy. Heavenly Father, for Charlene and Barbara and LaTanya, Emmy, just all of these names, Lord, and all the requests that we've already mentioned. Lord, you know every single detail of their lives. And Lord, we don't just say that because we're covering prayers generally, Father, we say that because it's the truth. It's a fact, Heavenly Father. Help each of these requests, help the people that they represent to walk in that, Jesus. And Lord, I pray that there is a place in our lives where each of us gets to, regardless of circumstance, Father, that there is a praise coming out of our mouths in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Lord, that you would teach us to praise you, especially in these hard times, Lord. That there would be a joy that's born out of hardship, Heavenly Father, Lord. That we would, I don't know, Lord, just commune with you and worship you for who you are and be grateful for the things that you do. In the precious name of Jesus, we look forward to many praise reports. Heavenly Father, thank you. Amen and amen. Friends, we have just a few moments left in the program. We'd like to tell you about our promise of the day. It says, "Then I acknowledged my sin," in Psalm 32, verse 5. "I acknowledged my sin to you, and you did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin." Ooh, it's not like, I love that you said it. It's not like he doesn't already know. He desires truth from the innermost parts, the word says in Psalms.
That's right. You know, I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was talking about his child, and his child did something. And he told his child, "Listen, I don't ask questions of you that I don't already know the answer to." And this is a finite parent saying this to their child, right? And that's the God that we serve. He already knows what's going on. In that text in Psalms, when David said, "Listen, I confessed it. I turned, I confessed it. Then you forgave me." And so that's the promise that we have today, that if we confess it, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us. He'll make it better. He'll put the Band-Aid on it, and it'll heal. He'll make it better. And so that's the God that we serve. That's
love
God.
Covers a multitude of sins.
That's right.
And who is love?
God.
Yeah. He's covering us, friends. Let's just talk to him about it. Let's be honest and get real with him. Mm-hmm. Because honestly, I imagine it's hard for someone to try to heal or restore something that we can't confess.
Right.
Like, if we can't acknowledge that it's there, we can't ask for help for it.
That's right.
Right? And so that's our Jesus. He is there. He has sent us a helper to help us to know when and how, friends. Right. So listen, we are so glad that you've joined us for this powerful time of prayer. And speaking of, we just want to pray briefly before we go, and then we want to see you next week as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. In the mighty name of Jesus, be with this community until we come here again. Amen and amen.
Amen. Well, join us next week as we continue our look at Nehemiah's prayer, continuing our journey through the prayers of the righteous.
Amen.
God bless you. This is Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
Amen. Sorry.